What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello. Cool. You're good?
Yeah. Could you talk about the second touchdown to Rudolph where he had Jordan right in your face and still had able to make a throw? Is that one of the more difficult plays in your position?
Yeah, anytime opposing defense gets pressure on you, that obviously makes it harder to throw the ball. Yeah, Detroit's got a great defense and mixes up pressures quite a bit. Our offensive line does a great job of, you know, protecting, but they did a great job. I think they got home a few times, and a few of those were on me. It does make things difficult.
Case, when you have a defender in your face like you had a few times today, what's the key to kind of still making an accurate throw and getting what you need to do?
You know, it's a lot of drill work, being able to move in the pocket a little bit, but keeping your eyes downfield. It's having trust in your guys. I got a lot of trust in my guys, out there catching the football. Rudy, Adam, Diggs, across the board, man. Jarius made some big plays today. So, I love those guys, trust those guys. And when you have that trust, it's good.
Was your touchdown run the whole way, or did you have other options?
We had other options. It's always good to have options. But, it was a great call by Pat. I mean, it was a great call at the time and, had some great blocking.
Did you make any sense of the taunting penalty that you got at the end of the third quarter?
Yeah, I talked to the ref after that. It's not something I meant to do at all. I was just frustrated with getting sacked. Something that I can avoid. I did a bad job in the pocket. Didn't do my offensive line justice, and I was kind of frustrated. I guess I threw the ball. I need to see it on film. I don't even remember kind of what happened. I didn't realize that it was, a penalty on myself. So that's not me. That's not who I am. But at the same time, I don't even need to give the refs a chance to call that, and put our team in a situation where we're, punting backed up and giving, Matt Stafford a short field like that.
On the zone replay, did you have an option to throw there too, or was it just keep it or hand it off?
You never know. Could have thrown it. Could have run it. Could have done whatever.
How much do you think your previous experience in the NFL, prepared you for this opportunity that you're taking full advantage of right now?
I think any opportunity, that you get is special. And I think any experience you have is priceless. I've used every experience I've ever had and, pulled on different lessons I've learned and continue to learn, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I've continued to try to get better and better and better. And, I've had a lot of experiences.
What does it mean to be at the helm of the team that seems to be doing special?
It means a lot. We got a special group. Across the board, it's been really, 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 it's been great to work with these guys. Offensively, our offensive line does an incredible job. I mean, they're in early, they stay late, watching film, working on protections, working on, run blocks. The receivers, tight ends, backs, they do a great job of competing hard and every day, not just on Sunday, what you guys see, but on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, getting there early, working. And it's a special group, and I'm really, really thankful to be a part of it.
You know, playing on Thanksgiving, a lot of people around the country might have seen you play first and recently. How do you explain how kind of an average quarterback record-wise turns into, an unbeatable quarterback right now?
That's an interesting question. I don't have to explain. I'm out there playing and doing what I do, and people can watch and make whatever opinions they want. So right now I'm just like I said, just recently I'm enjoying being a Viking, and this squad is incredible. I'm having a lot of fun playing football. I mean, you talked about Thanksgiving. I mean, I grew up, getting yelled at to come in to eat Thanksgiving dinner, because I was out in the yard playing ball with my friends or with my family. So to be able to, come and, play real football, play against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, that's it's awesome.
Do
Case converting those first three third downs, did that give you the feeling that you could score points if it was not going to be a high scoring game?
You know, anytime you know, I think third downs are crucial, and especially early. You know, we were able to convert, what'd you say, three on that first drive? Yeah, that was a big drive. You know, we knew we needed to come out and set the tone, and that was a big drive for us.
The second one was five wide, and what did you see that made you take off running up the middle?
You know, didn't see anybody open at the time. You know, I knew that, you know, I can use my feet, but I knew that the offensive line did a great job of protecting, but, you know, stepping up, you know, avoiding the rushers. And I think, I don't know, what was it, third and short?
Third and four.
Third and four, yeah. So, you know, I knew that if I didn't have anybody open initially, I could maybe get it on my feet.
If you hesitate at all in the NFL on that call, what happens? I mean, your decision on whether to run or keep looking for a receiver. I mean,
I'm always looking down the field, you know, until I cross the line. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's, a lot of that stuff happens in a split second.
Is your success this year more due to any improvements you might have made, or is it more the circumstances you're in?
You know, I mean, I'm out here playing ball, and I work on playing ball all the time. I mean, it means so much to me. You know, I'm a competitive person and ultra competitive. You know, I want to be great, and I have confidence in myself that I can. You know, for me, being a part of this team is really, really special. I think this team is, you know, it's a special group of guys, and I'm really thankful to be a part of this team. But yeah, I just continue to work on being the best me that I can be every day. I go to sleep every night knowing I've done everything I can to be the best best person, best you know, best husband, best friend, best teammate, best player that I can be. And you know, I sleep pretty good conscience.
Case Clover.
Thanks.
Case, what do you think of your guys' latest celebration? I mean, you were glad to be invited at this point.
I was very glad. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was solid.
You liked it? Was it executed well?
It was, you know, keeping the Thanksgiving theme. I imagine we'll have a Christmas one.
Yeah.
Big game, right?
I mean, you never know. You never know. I didn't even notice that Dixie kind of went in the middle as the turkey with the... but yeah, I mean, it's just another one we talked about, and I think the rule's great that they changed that, you know, you get to have celebrations like that. You know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, like I talked about being a kid, you know, playing on Thanksgiving in my yard. I'm sure there's kids out there, you know, going and doing the same thing, dreaming of, you know, doing what we're doing, and pretty cool that we're getting to live a dream.
Last couple. Your mobility in the pocket, how much does that help you, whether it's just kind of dipping your shoulder or actually moving around to either buy time or you know, just not exactly how key is that?
Yeah, no, it's our guys are hard to cover out, you know, on the outside. So when I can buy time and, you know, another half a second, another split second, another two, they're really hard to cover. You know, it's hard to cover, you know, for that long. So, yeah, I think that's an important quality to have as a quarterback.
Thanks, guys. Is that Alvin?